Ah, yes, the calling tune of the piper. There's a lady who feels so sure, along with so many others in the world, who also believe that everything they perceive as real and true really is. Our perceptive senses of hearing, seeing, and touching are not what should determine our final judgment for what is and what is not true and real. When people form beliefs and come to conclusions based on what they hear from someone, or just because they see it written in a book, or even because they can touch something and feel it with their own hands, doesn't mean it really is based on what actually is true and real, or is of any value, no matter how much it glitters like gold. There are stairways to heaven being promised and advertised for sale all over the world in many different ways, and the more you can show that you are willing to pay, just say the word, even if the many types of stores that specialize in them are all closed. They will gladly open their doors and promise you will get what you came for. Ooh, and she, along with the others, will continue on through their lives believing that they really are buying a stairway to heaven. Let us be certain of what it says on the signs on the walls and of everything we read. Because you know, sometimes words are written with double meanings and mixed messages and are not what they appear to mean on the surface. If we allow our thoughts to flow through the brook of our minds too easily into convictions without really gaining a crystal clear current of understanding, you will hear the songbird who sings of your misgiven conclusions that you've arrived at, pertaining to the most sacred subject of life and its purpose. Ooh, and this should make us wonder. Ooh, this should really make us wonder. And as time goes by on this plane, there will be a feeling we get that makes us look the westward sunset of our lives. Whether our spirit has become sufficiently enlightened or not, we will feel the cry and hear the call and the pull of our spirit for leaving. In our thoughts, we will begin hearing and seeing voices and visions through the trees of those who stand looking from the other side. This too should make us wonder. Ooh, this really should make us wonder. It is whispered among the spiritual winds of enlightenment that as soon as we begin seeking and calling out for the tune of life's truths with openness and willingness, we will eventually be found by the piper, or by anyone else with an understanding of spirituality who knows how to guide and lead us towards the ability to reason, enabling and making it possible to attain a true spiritual understanding of life that pertains to here and the hereafter. And a new day of awakening will dawn for those who stand long enough with perseverance in their search to reveal the inner truths of their being, and the elated joy of doing so will echo through the forest and the entire wilderness of life with the exhilarating laughter of amazement and gratitude and blissful celebration. If there's a bustling disturbance to the defenses of your inner hedgerow that you've previously been so used to maintaining, there is no need for alarm or fear. It's just your internal reminder to the new season of spring cleaning and clearing to awaken your new and natural potential for growth. Like the incoming spirit of the May Queen is for reminding us to welcome in our newly found season of strength and purity and all the natural energy of Mother Earth that you too now know you stand for. Yes, you are faced with two paths you can go by. And even though in the long run, there may still be time to change, don't waste entire lifetimes gambling with how long you can get away with remaining on the road you're on. Shouldn't this make you wonder? If you've come this far without accepting the righteous feeling in your heart, your head will now be humming with that important decision to make of whether or not to commit to the call of complete solidarity with the Piper and the sacred tune he stands for. To the dear lady and all those who think they can simply buy their way through to heaven, they should wake up to the knowledge that the only true stairway can only lie on the same whispering wind of spirit that carries the same universal tune that leads us to the call of reason. The only key that opens understanding and that resonates in tune with the revealing inner path of the real stairway to heaven. And as we wind on down the road, we will keep becoming distracted by our own very tall shadows of great deceptive material objects that we reflect into the world, diverting us from our divine spiritual direction and all that really matters most to our souls. If we remain in that state of indecision, life's many lessons will continue to present themselves, and we will keep attracting the same people, like that same lady we all know, who keeps wanting to show us her beliefs, with the same white light of miracles and promises, until eventually, if you listen very hard and carefully, the tune of truth will come to you at last, begin making clear, undeniable sense, when it is finally seen that we are all one with one another throughout the universe, and that the one universe is all there is to heaven. Yeah. We shall then feel our understanding of life crystallized and stabilized, as do the rocks that never roll. While she and the many others throughout the world continue to believe they really are buying their stairway to heaven. Let us all learn to reason rightly and follow the beautiful and wondrous calling tune of the Piper.
Ooh, and He's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misheard.
Thank you all so much for listening to my ministry of Ishashilan with this beautiful and timeless song with so much deep spiritual meaning to dig out and share from Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. May we always look for the good meanings to all things in life, wherever they may come from. I've been your host, Manuel Alvidrez, the Chihuahua Chiricahua of the Apache, Tarahumara, and Huichol Nations. For information to my indigenous ministry, feel free to contact me at manuelalvidrez@earthlink.net. May you all have wonderful days and nights with good thoughts and prayers towards all people and all life throughout our sacred Mother Earth and our sacred Father Sky. Aho Metakuyasin.